Hello and welcome to Geek History Lesson Extra. I'm Jason Steelbeam Inman.
I am Ashley Victoria Robinson.
But you already know that because you're an amazing Patreon donators.
Thank you.
And you guys are awesome. I'm going to sing you a song because we're talking about Iron Fist. That's his theme song.
Yeah?
Iron Fist, Iron Fist.
I didn't know
it's
that.
It's like Wildcats. You know, like Wildcats. Wildcats like Iron Fist, Iron Fist.
I know.
Iron Fist, punch a wall.
All right. I know that you claim that that's the Wildcats. Theme song, but I've never heard it, so I'm just going to trust you on this one.
Oh my God, listeners. Okay, here we go. We are going to interrupt this
Iron Fist
lesson so Ashley can, for the very first, this is totally extra, so so Ashley can hear the Wildcats cartoon theme song for the very first time.
Is this what I want? Do I want this?
Oh man, somebody's got a full episode on. All right, I'm going to try to bring it close to the mic so that our listeners can hear it as
okay.
well. All right, here we go. Let's see how loud this is. Right, here we
it's
go.
Riveting. Dun, dun, dun. They're what?
We got invisible powers. We're freaking people, I think.
Oh. I thought they said we were breakdance people. This is bad.
It's only lasted one season. We get a repeat.
They paid a bunch of actors to do this.
We're like breakdown. I've never understood that line. We're breakdance people.
Yeah.
I don't know. Wait for it, wait for it.
Look, it's the logo says Jim Lee's Wildcats.
Yeah, yeah, he gets
full creator credit right up front.
He gets full credit. Wow, I hope you all enjoyed it out there. you get to experience what Ashley experiencing the Wildcats theme song. Did it live up to your I mean, the reason I bring it up is because it's always, like, ridiculous.
It's no Captain Planet theme song. I'll say that.
I'm trying to figure out the lyrics, but I can't find it.
Nobody has the lyrics collected online?
I I've never understood that second line either.
Listeners, if you have
We're
the full
breaking down
complete,
people. The We're breakdance people.
Full and complete lyrics to the Wildcats theme song.
I'm sure it's out there. Let's not talk about that.
Just ask your buddy, Jim Lee.
Let's get back to Iron Fist. I could ask him. I could ask old buddy Jim Lee. He probably hates that theme song. I don't know.
I bet it's his ringtone.
Oh, if I had that cartoon, oh yes. I love that cartoon. I don't care. It's probably not aged well at all. It's probably like the X-Men cartoon.
Yeah,
it's not
yeah,
aged
yeah.
well. But like as a kid, I loved that cartoon.
Cool.
They had action figures too.
Did they? Did
oh,
you own
man.
Any?
No, I never got any. I was so wanted
oh,
them.
Oh, man. I'm going to try and find you the Grifter
I so
one.
Wanted. I love Grifter and I love Spartan. Those are my
okay.
two favorite Wildcats.
Noted.
I love them. I remember a friend of mine had them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I was so jealous.
Oh, you
yeah.
should have stolen
them. But Grifter
them.
Is my favorite Wildcat. Yeah. But Spartan's my second.
Cool. Grifter's the only one I know.
Well, he's the most recognizable.
I know. So. There's Grifter and there's the girl with the red dot on her face.
That's Zealoth.
Yeah, she's
yep.
cool. She's got a good
Zealot.
Look. She's got
yep.
swords.
She's cool. All right. Let's talk about Iron Fist now. we turn this into
the Wildcats Geek History Lesson Extra.
Oh man,
we'll get to a Wildcats lesson eventually.
We will. You know, we'll do it. We'll do it because they just announced that they're going to launch a Wildcats solo title.
Ooh, exciting!
When they do that, we'll do the Wildcats episode.
Cool.
That's going to be a tough lesson.
Well, it's all going to be on your shoulders,
oh,
my
man,
friend.
Oh, man, because, like, the first run of Wildcats is very convoluted. All right, let's talk about Iron Fist.
Yeah.
Not Wildcats.
Yeah.
Iron Fist, I don't know if he could beat the Wildcats.
Maybe. I think he could individually. I think he probably could.
I don't know. Maul, the big green
Is he the Hulk guy?
Yeah, he'd be tough. He'd be tough. But we know Iron Fist can beat Colossus, so I'll give it to
him. I know Iron Fist once punched Sabretooth so hard that Sabretooth was in a coma for several months.
Yep.
Although that was like pre-establishing that he had a healing factor,
sure.
so maybe.
Sure. All right, so let's. I wanted to talk about like some of the. You know, we thought about putting this in the Marvel universe, but I thought it'd be more fun to put Danny Rand against some of the fighters in the DC universe, and this is mostly the Bat Family.
Well,
because we don't. We're mainly gonna put Danny against people who don't have superpowers. There's one person on this list that has superpowers.
Okay.
So, And I want to see how you think. Now, from what you know about Danny, you know how powerful his punch is. You just had his entire history.
Uh-huh.
So you kind of know, you kind of get a sense of how powerful he is.
I think so.
And I think, no doubt, Danny is probably in the top three martial artists in the Marvel Universe. I actually, just to give you my perspective, I think Danny can beat Daredevil.
Really?
Danny can beat Daredevil.
Sans power? Like, just like in a straight up sparring match, like blow for blow?
Ooh. Without the Iron Fist?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay.
Danny, without his Iron Fist, can beat Daredevil.
Okay.
Because I just think that's...
I don't know if I agree with that.
Well, that's the thing I like about Danny, and if you've read a lot of Danny, you really like, he can, like, zone out. And when he zones out, like, he focuses, like, he... It's kind of like what you see in some of those, like, or if you saw the Robert Downey Jr. Sherlock Holmes, like, when he, like, focuses in, he's like...
Yeah.
Like, that's how I see Danny. Danny, I feel, fights every fight at slow motion.
That's cool.
And so he can see and feel every beat, and that's the reason why he's able to beat everybody.
He's like fighting in a state of nirvana. That's cool.
Yeah, like he's like a step ahead of everybody. It's actually also been proven that Danny has been able to beat Spider-Man.
But Spider-Man...
With Spider-Sense.
With Spider-Sense, interesting.
You know, so...
Oh, I have like a DC question I want to ask you, but I don't know if this person's on your list.
Go ahead and ask, and I'll tell you.
Do you think he can be Deathstroke? Because Deathstroke has like limited.
We'll get there.
Okay,
we're gonna get there. Okay, let's start off with Lady Shiva. Now, who is Lady Shiva? Just in case our listeners don't know,
Lady Shiva is probably the most badass female ninja of the DC universe. She's also Cassandra Cain's mom,
and she's trained Batman.
Uh huh.
She was one of the people
she's
that trained
him. Various Bat characters, mm-hmm. but specifically Bat.
Her most notable storyline is
Tim trains with
she,
her. Too.
Yes, I think every Bat character is trained with her, with the exception of Nightwing.
I don't know if Barbara has either.
But she was the one who Bruce mainly trained with when his back was broken. He just decided to come back to Batman.
Oh, yeah.
He was like, I got to do Shiva's training.
Yeah.
Okay, so Lady Shiva has been shown she's pretty unstoppable.
That's true.
Danny Rand versus Lady Shiva.
See, but it's unfair because Danny has the power of the Iron Fist. I think blow for blow, I think it'd be close.
Okay. Now this is what I'm going to ask you in this podcast. You have a predilection for the Bat characters.
I do.
Do not let that override Danny.
I think Danny can probably take her.
I agree. I think Danny takes Lady Shiva easily.
I think Cassandra could last longer, though.
Okay.
Because I think she's better.
All right. Well, let's take Danny's Iron Fist off the table, unless the character...
has powers.
Or a utility belt.
Right. I mean, it's... Yeah, okay, sure.
You know.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go Cassandra Cain, Batgirl.
See, I think Cassandra Cain lasts longer. She does have a utility belt.
Well, let's leave her utility belt off the table. So no Iron Fist for Danny.
But it's no, like, Batman-level utility belt. I don't know, because Cassandra is supposed to be the best fighter of the Bat family.
Cassandra Cain is supposed to be the best hand-to-hand fighter in the DC universe.
Yeah, although that kind of conveniently gets forgotten.
Sometimes, yep.
Depending on who's writing her, so
I'll tell you what give you a perspective.
Uh huh.
I think Cassandra beats Danny.
I'm like looking at an action figure of her right now.
Well, we have an Iron Fist action figure.
I know.
I think Cassandra beats Danny, but only by the final punch,
or if she can get the drop on him.
Yeah, by one. She barely defeats Danny.
Yeah, that's tough because I'm not familiar enough with Danny.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Then I'm happy. Cassandra Cain beats Danny.
Cool.
Man. Great.
All right, next one is Damian Wayne.
See, that's another one, similarly difficult.
Trained by the League of Assassins.
Trained by the League of Assassins. Although, Danny has a distinct advantage in not being a child.
Yes.
So, I mean, Iron Fist aside and League of Assassins aside, like, Danny's just stronger.
Yeah.
I think Damian is probably a better strategist, but I think Danny beats him.
I think this is a fight where Danny beats him without even touching him.
Oh, really?
Well, Danny is very zen. The reason why, like...
Damian is not zen.
And Damian is not zen at all. And so I think this is constantly a fight where, like, Danny just keeps leaping away from him.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, Damian can never catch him. And then, like, Danny just leads him into a trap, into a room, and locks the door.
I agree. And Damian, if he got angry enough, would fall for it.
And Damian would fall for it. Like, see, that's the thing, like, you talked about earlier, Danny being all jokey and stuff like that.
Yeah.
To me, that's part of his zen.
Interesting.
Like, he's so zen out, so he thinks everything is funny.
It is funny because in the current Power Man and Iron Fist series, like, Danny's kind of an idiot.
Yeah.
I really, like, I enjoy it, and I enjoy it in comparison to Luke, but then sometimes I think it makes it a tough sell that he is this Zen master.
Well, he's Zen. Danny's Zen, but you also have to think about, Danny is a guy who spent his teenager years in a monastery, basically.
Yeah. Having no fun.
Having no fun, yeah. Doing nothing but training. And also, he's a little, Danny's a little innocent in that way. Like, he looks at the world very innocently.
That's funny, because I'm surprised by the fact that Danny didn't, like, get back to our war, like, the 616, and, like, become a manbo, especially if you've been in a monastery.
He sort of is a manbo a little bit.
But not, like, Daredevil levels.
He's not Daredevil levels, but
he's mostly with Misty.
Yeah. But he does get around a little bit.
Yeah, he's cute, I guess.
Okay. Danny Rand Iron Fist versus Nightwing. Now, because of Nightwing's skill levels, I think you have to give Danny the Iron Fist in this fight.
Yeah, I think Danny probably wins in the end.
I do too.
But I think Dick gives him a good fight.
I also think there's an amazing panel of Nightwing's Escrima sticks hitting the Iron Fist in this explosion.
Oh, that's a good call.
Yeah. And I think that's what takes him out.
Yeah. Oh, the blowback?
Yeah. I think this is a fight where there's a lot of leaping.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of jumping around
buildings.
There's
a lot of cool, like, acrobatics.
Yeah, there's a lot of acrobatics. There's a lot of acrobatics where very few blows hit.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think they both develop respect for each other.
Yeah,
I think probably.
I think they both talk about during this fight that they would go get a drink after if they didn't have to fight each other.
Yeah, they'd be bros. Yep. Oh, yeah, especially in the current series, like, him and Dick would be buddies, yep, for sure.
All right, let's talk about your previous answer, Deathstroke.
Yeah, so Deathstroke's interesting, right? Because Deathstroke has heightened abilities.
He's slightly stronger than a human.
He's not superhuman strong. Like, he's not, like, Superman level strong.
Now, remember, Danny is slightly stronger than a human as well.
Right, but Deathstroke also has limited precognition.
Yes, he does.
So he has, like, sort of a muted spider sense. If Deathstroke can beat Nightwing, and if Deathstroke can beat Batman, I kind of think Deathstroke has to take it.
I think Deathstroke wins simply because Deathstroke will cheat.
He will, and Danny wouldn't cheat.
Danny won't cheat.
Yeah.
I think Deathstroke only wins because I think somehow he fools him into a building with explosives.
Mm-hmm. Or he secretly has, like, Rose there as backup.
Or something. Yeah. Deathstroke will win by cheating.
I agree with that.
So.
But I think Deathstroke's beaten pretty much everyone, so he has to beat Iron. But only the first time.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, if Iron Fist ever gets a second fight, Iron Fist wins.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
All right. Now let's talk about the big one, Batman. Batman Bruce Wayne versus Danny Rand Iron Fist.
We have it established that Batman can beat Superman.
And Batman can beat Deathstroke.
And Batman can beat Deathstroke. So, I mean, it's pretty hard not to just give it to Batman.
It is.
But it is a matter of is this a fight where Batman has had time to plan and strategize? Because, again, if he gets the drop on Danny, Danny's screwed.
All right.
But
let's say no planning.
But
he has the full utility belt.
That's a little tougher. I think Danny's probably physically stronger than him, but I think Batman could fool him. Because Batman would learn pretty quickly from his fighting style how to best take advantage of it.
Well, the interesting thing about it, with the exception of Danny being trained at a mystical temple that doesn't exist in Batman's universe,
they have a very similar...
Batman would recognize the fighting style.
Yes.
You know, and Danny only has one fighting style.
Batman has many. Conglomerated into one.
So I think the interesting thing is that...
That's why I think if Tim Drake could get the drop on him, I think Tim Drake could beat him as well. Because he's...
Beat Danny? No way.
Yeah, because... No, but if he could lure him into a trap.
If Danny beats Nightwing, Tim Drake's
But
no
Tim
chance.
Is not as good a fighter as Nightwing, but Tim is a better strategist. Tim is more of a Batman.
I think Danny beats every Robin.
Every Robin?
Every single Robin. The only reason Cassandra Cain barely wins over him is because Cassandra Cain is just a hand-to-hand, like, a genius. Batman, here's the thing. This is what I think would happen.
Batman's tough.
Batman wins.
Yeah.
Against Danny. Batman wins because he cheats.
Batman would cheat, yeah.
Because Batman will boo-boo-boo-boo and bring up the Batwing and,
whatever.
Hand-to-hand, no Iron Fist, no utility belt, just straight-up fists.
Tough.
Danny
edges him out.
Danny barely beats him.
Yeah.
Like, they would both be on the ground. They would be, like, all out of breath. They've been fighting for, like, 20 hours. And at the last second, Danny just, like, gives him a nerve pinch and takes him out.
Yeah, but it's funny because it's, like, the opposite of Nightwing. Like, Batman would... I can swear on the extras, right?
Yeah.
Batman fucking hates... would hate Danny Rand. He would not like him at all.
No, he would not like him at all.
He'd think he's an idiot.
But Nightwing would be like, you're a cool dude.
Yeah, they'd be bros. Yeah. Jonathan Kent would like him because he'd think he was cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. Funny to think about the characters that would like him.
Well, the interesting thing is, you know, it's funny. I actually think Iron Fist would fit very well in the DC universe.
I feel like now that we're having this discussion, he does feel... there's a lot of ninjas in the DC universe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's definitely more, like, science.
Mm-hmm.
Science-y side. There's more ninjas and there's more aliens. So he does feel more of a piece, mm-hmm. particularly with the Bat family.
Well, the interesting thing is I feel like Iron Fist, like, would really work well in the Justice League.
Yeah.
You know, because he's sort of magical-based.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
And the Justice League doesn't have...
Generally, they don't, besides Zatanna.
Yeah, interesting.
So.
Interesting.
There we go. Justice League of Avengers, here we go. You know, so, all right. Any final thoughts? Like, anything you learned from... oh, stop it, Wildcats.
what I learned about Wildcats today is that they need a new theme song.
What did you learn about Iron Fist?
Pretty much everything.
Okay.
Except for the couple of Luke Cage crossover things that I knew.
Any new insights? Do you like him better?
Do I like him better? I don't know.
You should read the Ed Brubaker run.
I'm going to. Mm-hmm. Iron Fist is never going to be my favorite character.
Okay.
But I am interested in actively, because that's been on my list for a while to read. I'm interested. Yeah. It's a perfect time.
It is the perfect time.
To read a little bit more. And I love some David Aja art, so I'm up for that.
All right. Thank you guys out there for listening. That's going to be all of our podcast today. Thank you so much for your support. I'm Jason Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
There's nothing that can be said besides...